1 Timothy chapter 4. But the Spirit says expressly that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and teachings of demons, by means of the hypocrisy of men who speak lies, of men who are branded in their own conscience as with a hot iron, who forbid marriage and command abstaining from foods, which God has created to be partaken of with thanksgiving by those who believe and have full knowledge of the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified through the word of God and intercession. If you lay these things before the brothers, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, being nourished with the words of the faith and of the good teaching which you have closely followed. But the profane and old womanish myths refuse, and exercise yourself unto godliness. For bodily exercise is profitable for a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the present life and of that which is to come. Faithful is the word, and worthy of all acceptance. For to this end we labor and strive, because we have set our hope on the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. Charge and teach these things. Let no one despise your youth, but be a pattern to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Until I come, attend to the public reading, to the exhortation, to the teaching. Do not neglect the gift which is in you, which was given to you by means of prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Practice these things. Be in them, that your progress may be manifest to all. Take heed to yourself and to your teaching. Continue in these things, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you.